Okay, I want to work mostly on the Tosis Amale. Let's first do the Tosis, the Dilma Malkus Chamor. A lot of interesting inyanim that we'll see today. This is it, when you learn on the daf, so you get acquainted with a lot of things along the way, and it's good, it opens up, you know, broadens our horizons. We're still learning on the daf, but yet it also gives us a chance to have a larger perspective on things. Okay, so we have the Gemara's discussion revolves around, first of all, whether musfa l'dava chamor, having musfa l'dava akal. And if that's so, do we therefore assume that musfa l'misa is musfa l'malkus, namely that misa is more chamor than malkus? The raya that was brought, how did this come into our sugya? We were trying to bring a raya that the din is by chova b'chaveiro, that you pay and you don't get malkus. And you don't have to bring any riboy of kenyanasim bo. You can get it from what? From the parasha of Dmei Vlados, or as the Gemara later wants to learn it from the parasha of Sheves v'Ripoy. And the point being that since there would be a potential chi of misa, if you assume that nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, if the woman dies, then the person has to get killed. So that means we're discussing a case that was hasra l'misa. And if there's hasra l'misa and you assume musla davachom av musla davachal, and that would assume that the hasra counted for malchus as well. And yet, if the woman did not die, he pays for chavala of Dmei Vlados. So you see that even though there's a hasra for malchus, still you pay and you don't get malchus. That was the raya. So the Gemara pushes back on the raya. Rav Ashi asks, first of all, how do you know the musla davachamar and musla davarakal? Maybe hasra for davachamar is not going to count for musla davarakal. The question seems to be, as Tosis learns it, whether you have to matir atzmo l'osa misa ben kala ben chamura, or if you master yourself, if you're matir atzmo to something which is chamur, that's already considered that you're matir atzmo l'davarakal. So who says maybe musla davachamar, you have to matir atzmo to the davar kal? That's one kasha. And also the second kasha is imtim tzalomar, even if you tell me havi means what? That musla davar chamor is musla davar kal, but the Gemara challenges, or Vashi challenges further, mimai de misa chamura dilma malkus chamor. Maybe malkus is more chamor than misa. He doesn't just say this by himself, he brings a maimra of Rav. Had they been subjected to Malkus, they would have in fact bowed down to the Tzalem of Nebuchadnezzar. So you see that Malkus is Chomer. So Tosus has the following comment. The Dilma Malkus Chomer. So Tosus asks, or Tosus points out, Havi Marzi Lishnuye, Mistavra misa chamura shekein nitna l'anche yer hanidachas kedaminim perkdalad misos in Sanhedrin dafnun. The Gemara could responded that it seems logical that misa is more chamer than malchus, because we find that anche yer hanidachas are given the onesh of misa and not that of malchus. Kedaminim, what's the kedaminim? What does the Gemara in fact say over there? The Gemara is discussing within the Arba Misos based on what's the hierarchy. Which is the misa that's more chamor, which is less chamor? We know the skila, sreifa, herg, v'chenek. So the Gemara points out that sayif is more chamor than chenek. And the rai is that the Torah writes by Anshei Nidachas, hake sake, es yoshe yir, fi choref. So Anshei Nidachas, the whole city worships Avodah Zarah, they get killed with sayif. So that shows you that sayif is more chamor than chenek. That's the Gemara. What does Tosis mean? That the Gemara could use the same raya here and say, you want to know whether Malkus is more chamor than Misa, Misa more chamor than Malkus, so look at Anshei Nidachas, a severe crime. And if you tell me that Malkus is more chamor, then that, what should they have been getting? Malkus. Instead, what do they get? They get Misa, they get Chenek, they get Herek, Saif. So therefore, it shows me that Misa is more chamor than Malkus. Yeah, that's the Tosis. Dr. Masha. Tosis could have brought a raya from a different Gemara. The Rashi says, Ksas Kasha. And Milo Kami, why didn't Tosus say the following? Havi Matsu Lishmi. He doesn't have to go bringing the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun. Tosfos said, we have a raya that what's chamor? The misa is chamor from the following. Al karchach misa chamor mimalkus. The halukuli yalma, misa umalkos nidon b'misa. If a person is mischayev tuchiyuvim, misa and malkus, so what's the din? He gets misa. What's the source? Kederi shaso. So how do you know it's a kederi shaso? He only gets one onesh, not both, not the other. Not both. Which onus does he get? So we say he gets misa. Why not Malkus? The tikshirach, if Malkus were more chamor, what should he be getting, says the Masha? Malkus. Because then what would that mean? If Malkus is more chamor and he's getting misa, so what would that mean? That it guri itgar, he's profiting. Ba'ayim kamon, the Tosus, the Masro Chadil Miso Malkus. What is the Masha referring to? Let's take a look at the Tosus he's referring to. Where's that Tosus? Lamed Zayin Amad Beis. Lamed Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara says, V'chada b'miso Malkus. What is the Gemara discussing? That Rav Meir, the bottom one, Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara says that Rav Meir holds that lo ke'umishal. So what does he do with Kedei V'shaso? He has two psukim, Kedei V'shaso, and you have Mlo Ya'as and Anash Y'anish. So what does Rav Meir do with the two psukim? The Gemara explains, Chada B'miso Mamon. Which pasuk is that? Mlo Ya'as and Anash Y'anish. V'chada B'miso Malkus. And the other pasuk of Kedei V'shaso is Miso Malkus. Right? That's Rav Meir. So Rav Meir doesn't have any source for Ein Elokim Mishalim. To the contrary, he says that we learn from Motzi Shema, that Lokel Mishalim, he says, Lo Hashem HaMeviyo Lidei Makos, Meviyo Lidei Tashlumin. And what does he do with the two psukim? One pasuk is Miso Mamon, Lo Yasson, and Kedei Rishaso is Miso Malkus. What about the Rabbanan? Rabbanan used Kedei Rishaso for what? For Malkus and Mamon. And what is Lo Yasson used for? Miso Mamon. So what about Miso Malkus for the Chachamim? So Tosus points out, the Rabbanan will learn Malkus of Mammon, Umiso Malkus, Tarvayu, Nafki, Mikadei Rishasa. Both, Miso Malkus, you don't get both. And Malkus of Mammon, you don't get both. We derive from Kedei Rishasa. The Mashma, Nischai, Bahadi Malkus, Misa, O Mammon. So whatever the case might be, Malkus and something else, whatever the something else is, bottom line, how many Rishayos? One. Mishamisha achas atemachayvo and so on. Factosis, an obvious question. Next to the Kedei Rishaso, what does the Torah say right afterwards? Avram Yaken. If you remember, that's how Rabbi Yochanan knew that when you have Malkus and Mammon, what do you get? Malkus. No. So now, if you're telling me that Kedei Rishaso is also speaking about Malkus and whatever the something else is, so it's Malkus and Misa. So what should you argue that you should get what? Malkus, just like by Malkus and Mammon, Kedei Rishaso, Abon Yakenu, so we say Malkus and not Mammon, so say by Malkus and Misa, you get Malkus and not Misa. And what do we hold you get? Misa and not Malkus. Tosa says, the Afag of the Samach Abon Yakenu, Lo Yosef, Mikol Malkum, Ein Lanu Lomar, the Yoke of Lo Yomus. It's impossible to argue that by the Kedei Rishaso of Misa and Malkus, that you'll get Malkus and not Misa. Just like we say by the Malkus and Mammon case, because why can't you say that? Because you're going to let the person get what? Get off free, get profit on this situation, that he has two ownership, two liabilities, and he's going to get the lighter one? In other words, what is the assumption? What's the lighter onus? Malkus. So how can you tell me you get Malkus and Amisa? The Parach Ban is rough, and the Gemara has such a kasha. It's Gori Itgar when you have, if you can give them the lighter one. I, the Afagab Digabi Mamnu Malkus, Amina Nidan the Mammon. I, Afil Mamonu Lakula. What does Tosus mean? He means by Chovel. By Chovel, we say you have Mammon Vula Malkus. So this was Tosus' kasha where? By Yasin Asugin Amid Aleph. The answer is, Latosis says, Bayasin Lamed Aleph, Hasimishim Tachasachmon, a Nechbel. That could be that Torah had a reason the Nechbel shouldn't lose out on his money, so therefore the Torah might have said, get the lighter onesh of Mammon and not Malkus. But other than that, Svara, it's clear that you can't assume in Kedivir Shas, so that you're going to get the lighter onesh. Says the Mashah, what is Tosis discussing over here by us? That the Gemara is saying maybe Malkus is Chamor, so what does Tosis comment? The Gemara could have pushed back and said clearly what's more Chamor Misa. Like the Gemara says in Sahel and Daf Nun, that Ansha Enidachas get Saif. Obviously, Misa is more Chamor than Malkus. Says the Mashah, Tosis could have said something else. That it's a right, I'll prove to you that Misa is more Chamor. Mistava the Misa is more Chamor, because by Kedevish Shaso, by Misa Malkus, everybody agrees, what do you get? You get Misa. And if you tell me Malkus is Chamor, then what should you get? Malkus, because then it would mean it Guri Itgar, you're getting away with less? That's the Mashah's heart. I ask Rabosa a simple question. This is a Kasha and Tosis. This is a Kasha and a Gemara. How could the Gemara say, Malkus, Dilma Malkus Chamor? Obviously, Misa's Chomer, because by Kedevish Shasa, Misa Malkus, you get Misa, everyone agrees to that. Mashah's making the Kash on Tosis. Tosis says, having Matzik Lishnuya, the Gemara could have pushed back and said, Mistav and Misa Chomer, because you see, Anshani Dachas get Misa. Tosis could have said something else. Having Matzik, the Gemara Tosis could have commented, having Matzik Lishnuya, that Misa is more Chomer, because by Kedevish Shasa, Misa Malkus, you're getting Misa, not Malkus. And if Misa was less Chomer than Malkus, it says Guri Itka. So obviously Misa is more Chum. It's only Kasha and Tosis. I mean, ask in the Gemara. What do you want from Tosis? Have Matzik Lishnui Tosis? You said, did Matzik Lishnui. What's the Pshat in the Mashah? One second. Everyone hear my problem in the Mashah? Tosis. Mashah is bothered with Tosis. I'm asking the Gemara. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
We said earlier in the sugya that it's not going based on obviously mina Torah Misa is more chamer. It's going based on the perception of people, and Tosfos is commenting based on din Torah, not emotional person. So Marsha is saying once you're talking about the din Torah, just say it more straight out.
Okay, you're saying very good. Everyone hear what Aaron's saying. Very, very nice. Very nice. Without Tosos, one could not ask from the Gemara. Why? Because what is our context? Are we discussing objectively which is more chamor? Not necessarily. You can argue very convincingly that you want to know midin Torah, what's more chamor, Misa or Malkus, hakol modim, there's no doubt that Misa is more chamor. Kol sheyitein yitein bad nafsho, we know objectively Misa, the best gift a person can have is life. Whatever the quality is, whatever suffering, but it's life. If they're chai, that's the greatest gift in the world. Clearly, Misa is more chomer than Malkus. What is the context of the Gemara? The Gemara's context is when a person is mekabel hasra for Misa, does that entail a kabbalah hasra for Malkus? From the perspective of the person, technically, musa l'davar chamor is musa l'davar kal, but in a person's mind, Malkus is harder to deal with psychologically. And therefore, you could say he's not mater atzmo for what in his mind is more difficult, a greater nisayon. Objectively, misa is more chamor, but psychologically, for the person, Malkus is hard to deal with. And that's derived from Chinam Mishav Azariah, Pochul Etzalm. If that's the pshat in the Gemara, then there's no kasha from Daf Lamed Zayin. Because the fact is that if Misa is more chamor midin Torah, you couldn't tell me that he's going to get... It's clear that that's the case, and that's why he gets Misa and not Malkus. You can't ask Itguri Itgar. You're getting the worst punishment. You're getting Misa. That's worse. But if that were true, and the whole sugi is only about the person's mentality, what they would be able to deal with, then Tosus would have no kasha either. So the raya from Manshini Dachas getting Misa, getting Saif, that's because Lamaisa. Misa is more chum. But Tosus did say, Havim Matzil Shnuye, Anshini Dachas. Tosis says that the Gemara could have pushed back and said, you see that Mises Mocham, what do you see in Tosis? That Tosis read the Gemara not the way I just told you. Tosis read the Gemara, that discussion is which is really objectively more chamor. Says Tosis, you see from Asher Nidachas that Misa is more chamor. That's why they get saith. No effect of Masha. Tosis could have said, that you see that also from the case of Misa Malkus of Kedei Rishas. So aren't you mamash machavin to what we're going to say? Baruch Hashem. I think it's a beautiful pshat in the Masha. I mean, you have to know. Tosis must have learned the sugya differently than we did. From other Rishonim's mashma, that the issue is about the person's threshold for what they would consider in their minds to be more chamor. And then, of course, Tosis kasha wouldn't be a kasha, nor would the Masha's kasha be a kasha from the Gemara. But once Tosis says that the Gemara could have responded with the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun, so Tosis could have also said that the Gemara could have responded with the Kedei Rishas of Gemara with Daf Lamed Zayin. So it comes out, we have two different ways of reading the Gemara. Does the Gemara mean Malkus Chamor in an objective way, Midin Torah? Tosis apparently did learn that way. Could have said the Gemara is discussing only in terms of a person's relationship to whether they consider it to be more chamor or not. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Okay, so you guys want to say something similar or different? Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say, so we're asking where is the Gemara coming from that I would think that Malchus is more chamor. We have another Gemara in Mamet Zayin, but if we have a proof which the Gemara is going to bring from that, seemingly that should outweigh a drash on the Gemara. But the pas Yoni Dachas is seems like a source from a proof from the Torah,
What did the Masha ask? And then what's bothering the Masha on Tosis? Tosis said we could have brought it. They could have brought on Sheni Dachas. Kedei Rishaso is a drasha, and we say Misa Velo Malkus. Well, we'd rather, maybe the Gemara would read. So Tosis only brought we could have brought any Yoni Dachas. My problem was that if it's a kasha from Daf Lamed Zayin, then it shouldn't just be a problem on Tosis that the Gemara could have brought Lamed Zayin. It's a kasha on what the Gemara is saying from Daf Lamed
Zayin. But why is Lamed Zayin a kasha? Because we they made a drasha that Misa Malkus. So it must be that
otherwise, how do you know? How do you know Misa Malkus? It doesn't say Kedei Rishaso which one. If anything, Kedei Rishaso should be defined by Abayim Yakenu, just as it's defined as such by Misa, by Malkus and Mammon. So we should use the Abayim Yakenu to define Kedei Rishaso by Misa Malkus as being Malkus below the other thing, below Misa. And yet we don't do that. When it comes to Miso Malkus, we use Kedei Rishaso, we ignore the Abayim Yakenu, we say, in this scenario, you're going to get Misa below Malkus. So if you tell me that Misa is more chamor, I understand. Because we don't want you to get the Onesh Hakal. But when it comes to, again, and by the case of Chovel, where you're giving Mammon below Malkus based on Kedei Rishaso, that Tosis gave an explanation for it. The Torah wanted the Nechbel not to lose out. But other than that, we say you get Misa velo Mammon, or Misa, I mean, Malkus velo Mammon, or in this case, Misa velo Malkus.
And then we said it's a question on the Gemara.
That's exactly what I want to know in the Masha. It's a problem on the Gemara. So I answered for the Masha. It's what Aaron said, that on the Gemara is not a problem because this Gemara is a different issue. This issue with our Gemara is in a person's mind what's more chamor. So that's why the Gemara is considering Malkus to be more chamor for people. But you want to know objectively what's more chamor? For sure, Misa is more chamor. So when it comes to Kedei Rishaso, you can't let the person get an onesh kal of Malkus. The Torah would certainly want to be more machmir on him and given the onesh hachamor, which really is Misa. The Gemara here is only entertaining Malkus being more chamor from the perspective of the human being's psyche, that they're more afraid and they're more inhibited by the concern about getting Malkus because it's harder for them to deal with it. But as far as what really is more chamor, Misa is more chamor.
Meaning,
Chanan
Mishavazar is not a proof.
Right, all the more means that it's not a proof that Malkus is objectively more chamor. Right. It's just that how a person would, and as far as our issue is concerned, Musul Dava Chamor, Musul Dava Kal, notwithstanding, but if in my mind that Dava Kal is more chamor, then I wouldn't be Mata Atzmo for that thing that for me is harder to deal with.
No, but the assumption is that Chanan Mishavazar
but they are human beings, and that's Rav's statement. I understand. So you're saying in defense of Tosfos, Tosfos did learn the Gemara that it's about objective. That's because Tosfos learned that the Rav Shavzai is indicating that Malkus is objectively more chamor. But without Tosfos, one could have learned the Gemara simply on the level of the human being, the human condition. And then there'd be no question about Lamed Zayin. But Tosus does learn the Gemara, like you said. So Tosus could have also said the Gemara would prove it from Kedei Rishas, so and Misa Malkus. Why go to Sanhedrin and Daf Nun? You could learn it from Lamed Zayin and Beis. That the fact that by Misa Malkus we give you Misa, not Malkus. Obviously, we treat Misa as Muhammad.
Yeah, but Lamed Zayin and Beis isn't a plastic teaching you get.
But everyone agrees to that halacha. It doesn't seem to be in dispute.
But it's not a source. We're asking the source.
No, but the source is that. You think it doesn't say black and white, but it's clearly interpreted.
It does say black and white, but it's not. There's not the pasuk that says
only
you get Misa.
The pasuk says Kedei Rishas, and we know that we interpret it to be Misa.
No, but it doesn't say all you.
Okay. So maybe that's why the Mashal says Ksas Kasha, because he could say what you're saying. Yeah. The Mashal does. Yeah, could be that Tosa still felt it better to bring. Here, Tony.
Tosas on Lama Zion or Beis, where what we're discussing is which is more objectively Chamor. The question of Iskur Iskar, how do you understand that question, if not that we define whether one is more Chamor or Kal based on what a person wants?
Because Iskur Iskar should not be measured by what you want. It's what the Torah wants to impose on the Baal
HaVeira. Why is that being considered?
No, because the Torah would not impose on a person who's an Avarian, who did an Avera, and two different chiyuvim that he incurred by doing an Avera, the Torah would not impose the Onesh, which is less severe. The measure of less severe is what the Torah considers less severe, not what you might consider less severe.
What does it mean, less severe, more severe?
Meaning, what does a person deserve for doing the Avera? He deserves two chiyuvim, and the Torah says you're only getting one. So, Itgur Itgar Svara says that it's illogical to assume that the Torah would choose for you to get, the person would get the onesh, which is more mild. If the Torah is saying get one, not both, then there's no doubt that the one that he's going to get is the one that would have to be viewed as more severe. But that's not defined by what a person is considering more severe, it's what the Torah considers more severe. Yeah.
So how are we reading the rest of the Gemara, based on this understanding?
How am I reading the whole Gemara? According to the Tosos, it would seem that the issue at stake here is whether objectively Misa more chamor or Malkus more chamor. In Chanan Shor Bazaria, the Gemara is going to push back. I mean, don't forget, at the end of the day, we don't have a raya, because what does the Gemara say by Chanan Shor Bazaria? Maybe the reason why they would have worshipped, quote-unquote worshipped, we'll see, the Tzelem, if they would have been subjected to Malkus, is because what type of Malkus are we discussing there? She'ein lahem kitzvah. So therefore, we don't really know about Malkus of Beis Din, which yesh lo kitzvah, that really could be viewed as less chamor. But again, the issue of whether Malkus is more chamor than Misa, at the end of the day, it's unresolved, because we can't prove Michan Meshav, that's yesh lo kitzvah. But the issue that is seemingly being played out here could be viewed as an objective issue. What is more chamor be'etzem, Misa or Malkus? Even Malkus sheyesh lo kitzvah. But the Gemara is going to say there's no raya anymore to this issue. And maybe not. The Gemara was only discussing it from the perspective of a human being's threshold. And therefore, again, the raya is not going to be a raya chanam shavadav, because the reason why Rav said matter of fact that they would have subjected themselves, and they would have actually, to get country, not been able to subject themselves, they would have bowed down, was because they couldn't deal with the Malkus Sheyesh Ein Lahem Kitzvah. Does it mean that that's objectively more chamor, or just means in their mind? That's the shayla.
So far, Tosis
that would be. Tosis means it's an objective issue, yeah. Okay, let's see the next doses. Umalei Nagdua, Hananya Mishav Azariah, Havipal Chilitzama. This was the statement that Rav made, a definitive statement. It's quoted several times. We see Mishona make a big deal about this inyan. And the issue is Tema. Menolan, the Ha'aminan Beharoa, here's the Shaila, is it the Girsa, the Tos, the Bachputz, and the Ode, but Pashtus is one inyan, it's one kasha. Nolan, the Ha'aminan Beharoa, Keshod, Sios Rabbi Akiva, the end of Brachis, says it took Rabbi Akiva, he was killed at Kiddush Hashem, as we know, and he was saying at the time, Kol Yamai Hayisi Mitztair El Pasuk Zeh, Emes Hayavol Yodi Vakaymenu. My entire life I was thinking, and thinking hard, worrying how and when will I be able to fulfill B'chol Nafshecha. So, and what happened, Rabbi Akiva? He was tortured to death. Alma mashma de b'chol nafshecha mayri afilu hayu miyasrim es ha'adam b'yisurin koshin. Dumya de Rabbi Akiva shayu misarkin b'saro b'masreke barzel. They used combs and they peeled off his flesh. Torture. Koshkin and Egude, certainly for Malchus, to be whipped. You see that b'chol nafshecha requires of a person to be willing to surrender to Yisurim, Kashim, to all kinds of Yisurim. So certainly to be whipped, Nagdua means, Tosa says, means Stam, Malchus. So how could Rav say that they would have bowed down to the Tselem if they would have been pressured by being hit, whipped? It's clear that b'chol nafshecha demands that a person be willing to be mosa nefesh hakidush Hashem, which doesn't just mean stam to be killed in a spot, but even if it means being subjected to yisurim kashim. So nagdua is yisurim kashim, and what is the tzelem avodah zarah? B'chol nafshecha demands that a person not allow themselves to worship avodah zarah, even though they'll have to go through and endure all kinds of yisurim. That's what we see in Rabbi Akiva in b'chol nafshecha. So how could Rav tell us that Nechanan Shav Azariah would have in fact committed the Avera of Avodah Zarah if they would have been subjected to Yisurim? You see that the Torah demands that a person not submit to Avodah Zarah, not surrender to do worship of Avodah Zarah, even at the cost of Yisurim. That's the Kasha Tosis and the Rishonim all ask. You have to know, this is a sugya in its own right, the Pnei Yeshua already raises the question. If they would have bowed down to the Tzelem, does that automatically mean they're worshipping Avodah Zarah? To do the act of being Mishtachat the Tzelem. What is Avodah Zarah? The actual Maisa Shtachava? What else has to happen for it to be viewed as Avodah Zarah? Kabbalah, in their mind, they're accepting it as a deity. So, in what sense do you view this as Yoharig Val Yavor, which Petosis means Yoharig Val Yavor, not just Yoharig Val Yavor, means not to endure Yisurim as well, obviously. You should be willing to subject yourself to Yisurim rather than do what? Avodah Zarah. Is Pochut Salma itself Avodah Zarah, or is it the Kabbalah Yeluhus that's the Avodah Zarah?
What's the case to every of?
What was Satos assuming now that this was Ariel Avodah Zarah? So he's going to answer that it was just a token statue for covered of Nebuchadnezzar. That's the Shiloh that's going to come up in Tosis. Tosis is assuming now that it's a, and so at the end is not so pashit, because Tosis is the Lashon Pochu et Salma. How does Nebuchadnezzar knows what's in their heart? You look in the story there in Perek Gimel of Daniel. So he made a big announcement. Everybody's going to bow down to this golden image. Everybody, and when they hear the sounds of the trumpets and everything else, they have to all bow down. What is a person thinking when they bow down? You can't read their minds. But obviously, Tosfos sees this as also Yoharig Val Yavor. Why is that? Yeah?
What about Mordechai?
So you're asking a good question. There, too, the issue comes up. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses me. Avo Meira, Haman. So good. So, Nechanami is asking that question, too.
Or yes, he's ever in Torah, really,
yeah.
Ever then.
Yeah.
You can always say, just don't do it in your mind. Why does Goran Sanhedrin ever say,
so he's
a
yeah.
So there is a machlokes. There's a machlokes about. What?
Whether it's perfect,
the priority
or not.
That could also true.
But without that, though, the Goran says, even in the sin of those three, you have to die. Why do you have to die? It's not Avodah Zarah.
So that's the question. Is it Avodah Zarah just to do the Hashtag Avod by itself? So this is the Pnei Yeshua. He says, "Akati yeshidaktik." I'm reading from the Pnei Yeshua, a couple lines in. "Akati yeshidaktik." Da'afilu mahaya hatzelem dinbuchanetzar avodah zarah mamish. Even assuming that it was, Tosfos now assumes, "Akati kevan shelo gaza dinbuchanetzar elo lishtachavos hatzelem." All he decreed was to bow down. "Menalan debechiyai gavna mechuyev limser atzmo afilu libo lashamayim." Who says that you mechuyev give up your life? Even if your mind is not for Avodah Zarah, if your mind is Hashemayim and just does the formal, poor formal, the actual act of Ishtachava, who says that that's going to be Yoharig Val Yavor? Harminan b'Sanhedrin daf Samachal from Veis, and this is Sugis in Sanhedrin. The Chaza Andarta V'Sagidla Harei Libra Shemayim. The Gemara seems to say, just because you see a statue which is an Avodah Zarah and it bows down, that doesn't make it Harayav, Harei Libra Shemayim. V'Ulfizeh Dilma Krad B'chol Nafshecha. The whole pasuk that says you mechayev to give your life not to worship Avodah Zarah, Lo Ayri Elo B'Mekablo L'Elohus B'Fiv. In other words, if a person will declare verbally that he accepts the deity, that's already different. Then you can't say your machshava is l'shamayim because asi dibor mevatel dvam shevaleiv. In other words, we don't go with your mind. If your words say that you're mekabel as a god, then obviously that negates whatever you're thinking. Then already b'chol nafshecha, you have to give your life rather than declare allegiance to this deity. Avo b'shtachavaya da kol toli b'leiv. If it's hashtachava, which really has to do with your heart, are you really thinking that this is your god? Kidamin haridi b'shamayim koshken ki haygavnu dahacha. That after Kol Yisum, Ratzul Ishtach was Kim Ben Nagda, Shein Lo Kitzah, Hare Nika Lo Kod, Ingi Bo La'akum, and Nolan the Chayav Mlisbo, Fi Yisum, Shein Lam Kitzah. This is the Kasha of Tnei Yeshua. So it's an interesting Kasha. How do you know that this goes into the Harba Yavar, if they're thinking Hashemai? So he answers the following. He says, Sarach Lomar, Mikol Makom. It certainly has a Shash Shemetz Avodah Zarah to the people who see. People don't know what you're thinking. And it could certainly be perceived as an acceptance of this as a god. Says the Yeshua, lo gara from what's called abizrayu, the Avodah Zarah. What does abizrayu, the Avodah Zarah mean? Anyone know? Abizrayu? Accessories, anything that's associated with the Gimel Averis. Avodah Zarah, you know, even if it's not the hardcore Isser for itself, but even if it's, let's say, a derivative Isser, so therefore, it would be no worse than Abizrayu. That's what the nation wants to say. So even if Lemaisa, you are not doing Avodah Zarah Mamish, but it's no different than Abizrayu, that also goes to Der Hagvayav. Okay, that's question number one to keep in mind with Tosus. So Tosus is clearly assuming that this is going into Der Hagvayav, and B'chol Nafshecha dictates even Yisurim, and therefore how could Rab make a statement that if they would subject them to lashes, that they would have bowed down. How could you bow down to Avodah Zarah? Again, even the Libra Shemayim, it's no different than Abizrayu. Again, you have to know your story with Mordechai and Haman is also relevant. What is Tosus there for answer? Va'omar bin Utam. The Oso Tselem Lohaya Avodah Zarah v'mamash. That image of Nebuchadnezzar was not really Avodah Zarah. Elo haya asui l'chvod ha-melech. It was simply a monument, a testament to the glory of Nebuchadnezzar. He was very arrogant and he erected this monument, but it wasn't itself something that was being worshipped as a deity, as Avodah Zarah. It was a testament to the great Nebuchadnezzar. Hail to Nebuchadnezzar. So in terms of Avodah Zarah Mamish, there's no Yahar Gval Yavar here. There's no requirement that they submit, that they give their life, that they give up, that they subject themselves to Yisurim. And that, from that perspective, they could have actually bowed down. The Afal Pikein Haya Bo Kiddush Hashem. But nevertheless, they chose not to bow down and be willing to be thrown into the furnace, which is what Nebuchadnezzar said, anyone who doesn't listen is going to be thrown into the furnace, as a matter of Kiddush Hashem. U'chach Masru Atzman L'misa. In other words, they had a choice, even though the halacha would be not Yahareg Val Yavar, but rather Yavar Val Yahareg. But the option of being Moser Atzman L'misa for Kiddush Hashem still exists. That's what Tosa seems to be saying here. It's a chidush, not so simple. The Rambam would apparently disagree with this. The Rambam in Yisod HaTorah seems to say that a person who the din would be Yavah Val Yahareg is not allowed to choose the option Yahareg Val Yavah. Have you ever heard that Shittas HaRambam? That's the Shittas HaRambam. Tosa here seems to disagree. Tosa is saying that they had the option of Kiddush Hashem, which is what they wanted to do. They wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem. But it really wasn't Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos has a smach to this in the language of the Pasuk. V'ayinu d'chsiv. Tosfos reads the Pasuk as follows. The Pasuk says in Daniel, there in that parak, that it was reported that this is what they're doing or not doing. Le'lokach, le'lohach, I should say. Leis anopochin. U'letzalem dava di'akemis lo niskot. So the pasuk begins by saying, "We are not worshiping your God," and then it continues and says, "And to the golden image that you set up, we're not bowing." So what does Tosfos see in this pasuk? Is this one thing or two things in this pasuk? Two things. by separating the two halves of the pasuk, it sounds like, number one, we're not going to worship your God, and as far as the golden image, we're not going to bow down. That's not the same thing as worshiping your God. In other words, that was just a testament to Nebuchadnezzar, but not really for kavod, but not really for desire. Masma shat selim wa yatofes begahus, because it says it separately. Interesting. Other Rishonim, we'll see in a minute, they saw this pasuk as saying one idea, just repeating the idea, and then they have to say, well, lav dafka, when it says lelohach, it doesn't mean to the deity. It wasn't really deity. They saw this as one pasuk, one idea. Tosus is saying to the contrary. It's broken down into two parts to show me that the tselem dava was not a lohus. Okay. So that is Rabbeinu Tam's shita. We'll see Tosus says this in several places. It's Rabbeinu Tam. That Nebuchadnezzar's tselem was not meant to be avodah zarah. However, Tosus does concede that the Lashon HaGemara is a little difficult. Where's the Lashon of Rav? El Moi Nagdua, what? Polchu etzama. What's the Lashon Polchu? What's the Polchu? Is Aramaic for what word?
Worship.
Oved. Mil Polchu etzama. Masma shet selim haya vodis kachamid. To come at Polchu. The Tosus of Rosh notes that, but what does he say? No, not really. What does he say? Remember Tosus of Rosh. Basically the same thing as Tosus, but when he notes the Lashon of the Polchu, what does he say?
Lav dafka.
Hi, the kamar pochu, lav dafka pochu. Yep, Tosus himself notes that it's not so perfect. It's a dochik. It does sound like. So there is a certain tension in Tosus. There's a certain. Tosus is not sure, but Tosus felt, Rabbeinu Tam felt, you have no choice but to assume that this tselem was not a avodah zarah. Pochu, so I have to be lav dafka. This inyan is discussed in a couple of places, in Tosus, and also here by the Rishonim. So if you start with the Ramban, is bothered by the same issue. The first thing he says is Lav Dafka, Elo Gozim B'Yam, another way around this issue. Of course they couldn't bow down, even if they're subjected to being whipped. So you could say what Rav meant was, it would have been so hard for them to withstand the pressure of being hit. But not really Nagdu Litzama, Guzma, meaning it's, they would virtually have had to bow down, but Lamaisa they wouldn't have. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. Tosus couldn't accept that pshat. But the Ramban says Guzma Biyam. One pshat. Another way around this. Imami, like Tosus says, Kokabino Tam, Lavo Dazar Haisa, El Andrata Haisa, like a statue, Chvodosh and Buchanetsa. It says Le'lohach. What's the Ramban's kasha? It says Le'lohach. What does it say? Tosus quotes the pasuk. It says Le'lohach, Le'isa Napochin. Sounds like what was the statue of Avodah Zarah? No. What would Tosus say to this kasha? To the contrary. That means your God, whatever your God was, we're not bowing down. That's a separate point. But as far as the Tzelem, which is not a God, Le'isa Napochin, right? Ramban sees it, that the point is, they were speaking about the statue. So what does he say? You're making like a god, but it really wasn't a real deity. But now the Ramban brings another raya, and then he brings a Gemara Sachin Nungim. Now, take a look in the Gemara Nungim Wombeis and Sachin. It mentioned, has this coming over there, because the Gemara has there's something about Tudus Ishromi, that he said something about Tzli on the night of Pesach. Yeah, Pesach is less than 30 days away. So you have this statement about eating Tzli Leil Pesach, Tudus Ishromi. And then we have a question about who he was. And then it mentions, was he a Gava Rabba? What was he exactly? So the Gemara says, well, listen to something that he said. Tashma, that's how it comes in. Odzu Darash Tudus Ishromi. So Tudus Ishromi, Darshan expanded the following. He asked, "Ma ra'u Hananya Mishav Azarya shemasru atzma k'dishas Hashem u'kiv shana'esh?" What did they see? Where did they learn that they should be moser nefesh to throw, let themselves be thrown into the fiery furnace? Nasu kavachomer ba'atzma mitzvardim. They drew a kavachomer from the makah of tzvardeya. Ma tzvardim she'em mitzuvin k'dishas Hashem. They don't have a mitzvah k'dishas Hashem, and yet what does it say? Ksibahu. Where are they going to enter? Va'u. Did they secha? chadar mishkavcha, nu, in the house, in the living room, in the bedroom, nu, all right, there's no risk. But where else were they told to go? Where they could go? V'sanurachu misharusecha, in the ovens where there was dough. Misharusecha, nu, emasai misharus mitzuyisi tzul tanur. When is the dough available next to the tanur, ready to be put in? The tanur is obviously heated. Have the omer b'shasha tanur cham. And yet, there were tzavardim that went into the ovens. Anu shemit, and they want to have a kupin sumak to Hashem. Anu shemit sumak to Hashem. Lachas kam v'kam. What's difficult about this Gemara? Ma ra'u chanan shav azariah. They need a kavu chomer from the frogs. Ma ra'u.
What is that?
Yaharik val yav. How could they bow down? What kind of kasha is this? They need to learn from the tzavardim. That they didn't admit the most nefshkes Hashem, at least akdishas Hashem. Rashi says, "Ma ra'u, they should have dashed in v'chay b'hem." No, but what do you mean? Hag v'yavu. So what the Rishonim going to be medayik from here? That it wasn't real avodism. This is what Rabbeinu Tam says. You look in the Tosas on the side of that Gemara. Pirish akuntris ma ra'u shelo dashu v'chay b'hem. The kasha, da b'farhesia haya. It was b'farhesia. Forget about even the fact that it was a bedazar, even a mitzvah kala. If it's if a hesia, that's shas hashmad, you have to be moser nefesh. The tzelem zesh asim, the same rabbeinu tam as artosis. The tzelem zesh asim v'chanetzar lav avodazara havi ela indrata sh'asal chvod atzmo. V'kach kama ma ra'u. V'chein mashma mitksir v'lahach resa napochin v'tzam dava d'un niskol mashma d'lahadi dey v'tzalma trey milin inu. And this one I would be answering as well, would be good. But that's our Gemara. But then he still says pochu. Let's leave the reef for a second. So this is the raya from Pesachim. So we have two rayas that it wasn't Avodah Zarah mamish. Number one from Rav's statement here. And from the Gemara in Pesachim Nun Gimel by Tudas Hishromi Darshins that they learned from Fardin. This is what the Ramban brings as well. In other words, they wanted Mekadesh. Es Hashem b'fnei amei ha'aretz. So, because it had associations and some people would view it as avodah zarah, does that make it avizrayu? Apparently not. Because we're not saying that they're mechuyev because of avizrayu. They have a choice. But they have an option to be mekadesh shem shamayim because people are going to say, we're not even going to bow down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. So that's a kiddush Hashem. And we saw that in the Tzvardim. That if they can make a kiddush Hashem, to express more of the notion of Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, they're allowed to give up their life, that's Shita Satosis, and they sort and inspired them a basis for that and Makar for that as well. But real, so it created the effect of Kiddush Hashem, and they were prepared to die for this, and it was optional, but it wasn't Rag V'Yav. The Lokit Devi Amifarish Ayur and Hargis Atzman. Now, something very interesting. The Ramban quotes in Medrash Shir Hashirim. Medrash Chazir is Medrash Shir Hashirim. Sheshalu Yecheskel says that they asked Yecheskel Hanavi, what should we do? He has this announcement, everyone's going to bow down to this Tzelem. What should we do? V'amar lehem kach mekublani Yishaya Rabbi. So Yecheskel said, I have a tradition from Yishaya my Rabbi, Yishaya Navi. Pasuk says in Yishaya, Chavi kimat rega ad yavor zam. What does it mean? Chavi kimat rega ad yavor zam. Bide your time. Just hide. Chavi is like nechba, right? Lahach b'yasachma, right? To be hidden. Hide yourself a little bit till the storm passes. In other words, run away. Amrulei ma'at boi yehon amrin. Hadein tzama sagdin rei. Ko'umaya. What do you want him to say? That this tzelem, all the nations are bowing down? If we hide, then everybody that could bow down did bow down. Now, is anyone that you see bow down? So Amaluho, and so Yechezkel said to them, Uma atun ba'un amri, Ma atun ba'un, what do you want? What do you want to achieve? Amri lei, they said to Yechezkel, we want, it should be said the following, Diyahon amrin, that it should be said, Hadein Salma, this image, Ka umaya saglin lei, Levam Yisrael. That this image, everyone bowed down but the Jews. There were Jews that didn't bow down. Atan ba'agad. What does the Ramban see in this Medrash, Chazis, Medrash Shir HaShirim? So the Ramban concludes, V'zeu ha'ikr, sh'ayuchol mistarek misham. Now it's chavi kimat rega. They could have basically run away until everything passed, until things got calmer. Ela she'kol atzman u'kadesh es Hashem ha'yu mechavnim. But no, they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to be parev. They wanted to be proactive to make it a Hashem. So the Ramban is bringing this medrash and concluding that the fact that they could have run away and they didn't indicates what? Indicates that it was all for the sake of making Kiddush Hashem. And that lines up with what Ramban said before, that this was or wasn't Avodah Zarah. What? Was not Avodah Zarah. Now, I have a horror, I don't know what to tell you. I'll raise my question. So the Ramban brings in the Medrash and he brings at the end that they could have been mistalek, they could have run away. Seemingly, and I'll show you the Tosfos about this. If you tell me that an option to be mistalek, to hide, to run away, so seemingly you no longer have to assume that the Tselem was just for Kavod. Seemingly you can now go back to the assumption that the Tselem was Yavod the Zara. But the point being that it's not Yahog Bal Yavor if you can run away. So why didn't they run away? They let themselves be in a situation that they have to be Moser Nefesh for Yahog Bal Yavor. That's a choice that they made to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So once you see Medrash Shir HaShirim, and once you say that they had the option of running away, now you really can revisit the question of whether it was real or deserved. Now, I'm not just saying this on top of my head. Look at the Re in the Tosfos of Pesachim. V'ri mefarish. Back to the Gemara. Ma rocha nevshav v'zai. What did they see? They saw the tzvardim going into the oven. So he said, we can also go in the oven. What was Rabbeinu Tam's raya from this Gemara? That it wasn't real v'dazar. Otherwise, you don't need tzvardim. You obviously have to be mosar nefesh. Says the Ri mefarish. Ma ra'u shelo barchu. What did they see that they didn't choose to run away? Sharei kodim ha'maisa ha'yuchom levroach. What is he trying to say? He's trying to rebut Rabbeinu Tam's right. Rabbeinu Tam, because of the kashis that we had, establishes that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. And that's why Ma Ra'u, because they could have bowed down really, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. Says the Re, no. Ma Ra'u Shalom Baruch. Not Ma Ra'u that they didn't darshan v'chai b'hem. Surely it wasn't. That was Rashi's pshat. And for Rabbeinu Tam, that's correct, because it wasn't real Vodazar, so v'chai b'hem. The answer is, yes, v'chai b'hem, but you can choose to be Moser Nefesh anyway to make a Kiddush Hashem. Says the Re, no, no. Ma ra'u, not Ma ra'u, not the dash of v'chai. Ma ra'u, it was a Vodazar. That's what the Re seems to be saying, no? Ma ra'u was a Vodazar, but they could have run away. True, if you're faced with a situation and there's no wiggle room, then obviously you have lo yavar. But if you want to choose to run away, then you don't have to be Harg Vayavar, you could run away and they don't have the problem. So that's the Ma'ra'u. So they saw from Sfaradim, no, we're going to make a Kiddush Hashem. Seemingly the Ramban is learning that way too at the end, which is Ha'yachom with Stalik. But my difficulty is, but the Ramban seems to be saying that in support of what he said just before, that it wasn't the real Avodah Zarah. But seemingly, if you're saying this, that they had the option of running away, Elamai, but the other kasha would still be here. El Moli Nabdu. If they would have been whipped, they would have bowed down. So how could that be? So that you have to say, for that kasha, you have to say it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. But from the perspective of the Gemara Pesachim, you could have solved the problem by still assuming it was real Avodah Zarah. So maybe, I mean, the Ramban still sticks to what he says before because of the kasha Mar Gemara. You follow me? Because the Cheshbon himself, of the fact that they could have run away based on the Medrash Shir HaShirim that he brings, that would still allow for the possibility that it was real Avodah Zarah, And my ra'u could be, why didn't they run away? Because I want to make a decision. But he just wants to show you that you see that they had options, but they chose not to exercise those options because they wanted Bedavka to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's what he's bringing as a right. But as far as knowing that it wasn't an idol, that's because Umari Nagdu. What do you mean Umari Nagdu? You have to moser yourself from Bisurim as well. I think that's why you have to run in the Ramban. I mean, it seems a little bit disjointed, but I think you have no choice because the Ramban is not changing what he said before about that it wasn't real of a desert. The answer is because of the Kashat Margamar. But from the Rai that he brought from Sachin, when he comes at the end and brings that they could have run away, the Rai from Sachin is lost. Just like you see in Tosis and Sachin in the Ri, that you could always say that they could have run away and that it could really have been a Buddhism. So just a way of just pointing out in the Ramban, you'd have to sort of separate the points. The Rai from Sachin is only a Raya before you say what he says at the end. But you still have the Rai from Agamar, from Rav. Okay, Haaretz questions? This is the Ramban. Yes, David.
This is kind of like a philosophical question, but does Rabbi Akiva's statement bother you in any way? Like, he really wanted to die of Kiddush Hashem. That's something we want in our lives. Like, you know, or if we have to be Kiddush Hashem, we have to be Kiddush Hashem. It's not something like we wait
so,
all day.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. You're it's a very sensitive Indian. There is an Indian, the person is brought in Svarm already. The person says, B'chol Nafshecha, they should be willing to be most in Nafshecha Kiddush Hashem. To the extent that a person is not presented with the opportunity, doesn't mean you have to welcome it, you know, but to the extent that a person lives it in their mind, there's a certain kiyum in that regard too. In other words, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. So sometimes a mitzvah in the Torah becomes available for a person to do. Sometimes it doesn't. But if it's a mitzvah in the Torah, then to the extent that you allow yourself to imagine it, there's also a kiyum on some level. Tversky, should be well. He's been giving shiurim the last, you know, several weeks on the Yom Kiddush Hashem, and obviously he's very personal in his own way, you know, with his brother. They say this. I mean, his brother had given shiurim and mentioned Yom Kiddush Hashem to his talmidim in yeshiva. He had learned the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, and he was actually, you know, expounded on these inyanim. In some way, there was, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and you know he was mekayim literally. There is apparently that statement of Rabbi Akiva. It obviously says that a person. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects this of us, then not everyone is chosen to have that you could say schus. But there's obviously something to be said for someone who had the schus. But if you don't have it in the poel, there's a certain sense of that in you're conditioned to be able to do it. The Sotis Rosh Avoda writes a lot of times in different places in davening, you know, based on the Shua and other svarim, Yechavein, that Al Menuchasim Makdishu Es Shemecha in Shabbos Mincha. Be prepared. You could allow yourself to think as if ki'ilu abi, be willing to give my life. So there, obviously there is something to be said for that. Not everyone is chosen to be that, but you see in Tosis, what you see in our Tosis is that even if you don't have, you're not forced into it, a person can choose to actually be moser nefesh. The Rambam would have disagreed apparently. Yes, I think that statement of Rabbi Akiva does clearly point in that direction, for sure. Yeah.
Once we bring in the Re and also the Medrash from Shir Shirim, we're going to automatically assume that it was real of Avodah Zarah, because that's just
so. That's correct. But then again, you still have the Ilmalei Nagduah Chanamish Azariah, which would point in a direction that it wasn't real of Avodah Zarah. So. From the perspective of the Gemara, Psachi and Maroch and the Meshav Azaria, what did they see? They saw the Tzvardim. So Rabbeinu Tam has a Pshat, Wayne Maroch, because it wasn't Yehovah Nazar, but they chose to be Moser Nefesh. You see, you have the option to be Moser Nefesh proactively. That's what they saw by Tzvardim. And according to the Re, it was real Yehovah Nazar, but they could have avoided the confrontation completely. That's why they needed the Kavachomer, that you can choose to not to avoid the confrontation. But that's from Pesachim perspective. But from the perspective of Rav's statement, we still have to fall back on Rabbeinu Tam, unless you'll find another answer, Guzma, like the Ramban says, or we'll see soon another answer in the Shita. But other than that, you'd have to say like Rabbeinu Tam. So even though the Ramban quotes initially the Raya from Pesachim, but he does later bring Shira Shir and Rava to show that they were choosing to make a Kiddush Hashem. He just wants to show you that they were looking, they had a way out. Originally, he thought the way out was they could bow down because it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Then he says the way out is they could have run away. But the common denominator is that you have a way out, and they chose not to exercise that way out. That's what he wanted to see in the Shira Shira, Medrash Shira Shira. But as far as whether it was we are Avodah Zarah or not, so Ramban would say it was not Avodah Zarah because of the Gemara over here. That's how I would like to learn the Ramban. Otherwise, it doesn't really line up. Because again, you see the Tosfos in Pesachim, and you see that the Ri said the same thing as Ramban says at the end, but the Ri was apparently trying to say it could have been real Avodah Zarah. And I think the same Ha'ara comes up in the Rashba, because the Rashba also, he says what Rabbeinu Tam says, and he follows more or less in the same pattern as the Ramban. He quotes the Medrash Shira Shirim as well. And he says, Ha'yachol Mustalek. So again, you have to read it as we're reading it. There is another raya that's brought by the Ritva and by Tosis and Avodah Zarah to say that it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. And this goes back to Purim, actually. Yeah. So I mentioned, how's it come up in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel? The Tosfos Rashi mentions the Gemara, and Tosfos is in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Talks about Lasid Lavo. Lasid Lavo, the nations will come and testify how the greatest heroes of the Kal Yisrael were demonstrated immense tzidkus, right? So you have here. Hashem says to nations of the world, the famous Haggadah at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, you've probably seen it one time or another. Yavov Yaidu Behem Yisrael Shekimu Es HaTorah Kula. Yavov Nimrod. Nimrod will come along, the Yoid be Avram, Shelo Avad Avodah Zkachavim. Nimrod can testify that Avram did worship by Avodah Zarah. Yavov Lavan, the Yoid be Yaakov, Shelo Nechshel Al HaGezel. Lavan will come and testify how Yaakov was scrupulous and did not violet Gezel. Tavo Eshes Potifar Avitad B'Yosef Shul Nechshel Al Avera. So she can testify to the credit of Yosef. Continues the Gemara, Yavon Buchanetzar V'Yoyd B'Chananim Shavazar Yosho Ishtach Avulit Selem. No. Earlier, what did it say to Lashon? Yavo Nimrod V'Yavi Avram Shalom Avad Avodah Zarah. And what does it say here? Yavon Buchanetzar V'Yoyd B'Chananim Shavazar Yosho Ishtach Avulit Selem. Doesn't it say Shalom Avodah Zarah? So Tosus is Medayik, and Tosus Rush here brings the same diuk. Omar ben Otam, Tosus in Avodah Zarah, then Vuchanetzar, the son Vuchanetzar, Rav Avodah Zkachavim hu, Ela Andrati, Asu Chvod HaMelech. Ubaachi Nicha, the Nakat Gabi Avram, Shelo Avad Avodah Zarah. Vuchanam Shem Zarya, Shelo Ishtach Avodah Zarah. So that's the diuk from the Gemara Avodah Zarah. V'nicha Nami Hadamin Pek El Naris, he brings the Rai from our Gemara, Umari Nagdua. Because otherwise, Mikimi Daigas, Shum Yisum Shaba Olam, Gahoy Mishtach, Mitzelem, and he brings Chanib and Tradion, Rabbi Akiva, and so on. Behind the Parach, Psachi, and Maro, Machanib Zar, Shemosa, I will talk to him as an Eish, Hayoga Mishtach, Mitzelem, it was not a Buddha Zara. The old Raya, the very end of the Tosfos, he brings one more Raya from Megillah Daf Yud Beis, and this is also in the Ritva over here. What's the Raya from Megillah Daf Yud Beis? What does it say in Megillah Daf Yud Beis? Why were Klal Yisrael subjected to the Gzeira of Kalaya in the time of Haman? Why were we in danger? Why did we do wrong? Why were there such a Gzeira? So we have the Gemara there. They asked Shim ben Yochai that question. Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph in Megillah. And there were two answers that emerged from the Gemara. Shalu Talmidav Esav Shim ben Yochai. The Talmidim asked Shimon ben Yochai, "Pnei man ischayvu son ayam shal Yisrael," which is a euphemism meaning Klal Yisrael themselves, "shaba also ador klaya." Amar lehem says Shimon ben Yochai to his Talmidim, "Imru aten, What do you say? Amru lo. So what do they all say? No. If neishenenu misudaso shel achash osa rasha. That was what they told of Shemini Chay because of they were nene from the suda beginning of the story of Megillas Esther. So he didn't like that answer. Shemini Chay said, Im kain shebeshushan yahargu shebechal olam kuval yahargu. So that wouldn't justify what the entire everyone in the old Kafchav Zayin Medinos would be subject to Chay. Amru lo emorata. You tell us, Shemini Chay, why were they chayiv mis? Amar lehem. So he said, "Mipnei sheishtachavu litzelem." The reason why the chayiv misa was because they bowed down to the tzelem. What tzelem? No, of Nebuchadnezzar. There were three people who didn't: Hanan, Mishael, Azariah. But everyone else did, meaning the Jews bowed down. Rashi says, "Mipnei Nebuchadnezzar." That is the reason they were chayiv klai. Amru lo, so they said to Shemini Chay, v'chimasu panim yesh bedavar. So, meaning, ech zochu l'neis, Rashi says, so why were they saved? They deserve to die. Amru lo, amar lehem, heim lo asu elu lefanim. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo asu imam elu lefanim. Ayin dechshiv, ki lo ina milibo. Heim asu lefanim, says Rashi, miyira. Well, heim asu lefanim, they did it miyira. Yeah, maybe like to Yeshua, it was maybe Israel. I don't know. You have to know. It's a famous Gemara. Heimasu fanim. So therefore, Hashem also scared them, but didn't actually destroy them. So a lot to be said about this Gemara. What do I want to bring out? Tosis in Avodah Zarah and the Ritva over here. Proof from this Gemara. So what would you want to prove from this Gemara? That it was. It wasn't Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, it was Avodah Zarah. But they're not. You're not. You can.
Okay.
Inside.
But so it's interesting. So Tosus. Tosus the opposite. Tosus says, "Va'od raya." This is not in our Tosus or in Pesachim. In Avodah Zarah, the very end of the Tosus, "Shloshtachavu litzelem," that Nebuchadnezzar testifies that the three of them did not bow down. Va'od raya per kamed the Megillah. Nei man eschayvu shesaneim she Yisrael kloya sheshtachavu litzelem heim u'asu elafanim. Ve'im ha'isa avodas kochavim. So Tosa says that it must be that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. What do you make of that? Tosa sees in the Gemara Megillah Yud Beis that it wasn't Avodah Zarah. If it was, Hayalam Limsar Atzman, apparently what is he saying? The terror to him lost Elofanim would not work. Maybe, like we said, with Pnei Yeshua in the beginning of Shir. In other words, what do you mean, Lofanim? They did something which clearly can be perceived as Avodah Zarah. That would also require Kiddush Hashem. The answer is, it was only on monument. And yet, they were Chayv Kraya Lefanim also. It's interesting. Why? Right? How do you have it both ways? Now, Tosis couldn't conceive that it was real Avodah Zarah, even with, notwithstanding the extenuating circumstances of they did it Machmas Yira. But at the same time, by making it better, now you still have to see why it was severe. What's the balance here? The Lechayev Kulaya, this is what is Gemara, I have to wait for the next Purim to go Mimayin this Gemara, right? This Gemara is fascinating. You know, you have to know, when you read this Gemara Megillah, you have to now think about the Tosis and that we've seen, the various Tosis, and say, what exactly was this Tzela? The Gemara says they were chayiv klaya, but then again, they only worshipped the Lefanim, so Hashem only scared them on the outside. Tosus takes his Gemara as a raya. Tosus here, Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel, and the Ritva as well, in our sugya, as a raya that it couldn't have been real Avodah Zarah, the right to Avinu Tam. Then he brings the other diukim as well from the Psukim in Daniyah. Let me turn to the Shita. The Shita, apparently, assumes that was real Avodah Zarah. And he brings the kasha that Tosus has. Was real Avodah Zarah, then what's the problem from our Gemara? El Molin Abdua, Halchu et Salma? How could being whipped be justification for worshipping Avodah Zarah? If you say it was a guzma, that's the Ramban. Guzma, okay? Doesn't mean they would have worshipped. If you say it could be no tam, say it. So then it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. It was real Avodah Zarah, and maybe the Rambam would hold that way, because the Rambam says you don't have a choice to be Moser Nefesh. So what do you do with this Gemara? So the Shita brings an interesting svara of the Avonid Rishonim. This I think I gave you on the sheet, right? Ubekutrasin Kasub, Amalin Abdua. Pirish Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know who he's referring to, I don't know who it is, Rabbi Eliezer. What was the premise of Tosus Kasha? The Chol Nafshecha is defined as not just your life, but also not just my Yisurim. For the sake of not worshiping the Zohar person, be willing to subject himself to Yisurim, no different than Rabbi Akiva. That's the premise of the Kasha. So how could Rav have said that they would have been whipped in Polchu itself? Says Rabbi Eliezer, the lo chiva Torah el limsor atzmo lemisa, which is no tos nafshecha, aval hachmir aleihem yoser mimisa lo hayu chayavim. To have to subject himself to more than misa, they're not obligated. What's the problem? What Gemara? Yakiva. Umashik shalav Rabbeinu Tam, may Rabbi Akiva v'chavei Rav, shesarku es besaro masrikos shel barzel v'lo polach. Not v'lo polach, there was learning Torah, but whatever, but meaning v'chon apshecha includes what he was going through. Nirali the lokashim midi. The hasam haka sheyesh ba kitzva havia. The torture of Rabbi Akiva was clearly with an end game, with an end goal. Why? The cave says Sarkus Bisaro, once they peeled off his flesh, Baruhu Shayamus Bemisa Gmur Bemehera, just a matter of time, very quickly, that he would die. So it was torture that was clearly on the road to leading to death in a matter of a few minutes. The Hahi Havya Kimonotos Nafshach. So that goes into Bechon Nafshach. A person must be wounded Moser Nefesh. Even if the Mesiris Nefesh has along the way has Yisurim Kashim Umarim, but that's part of Notos Nafshach. Yisurim are part of the way that the person gets unfortunately put to death. It's through Yisurim. What did Rav say? Chad Amar Rav Yomori Nagdua means Haka below Misakamer, just being whipped without being killed. In other words, every day they would subject the person to lashes, to torture. And the next day, indefinitely. Not that they did something which clearly just a question of time after that they will die, that mechuyav to Moser Nefesh. Here, just to be subjected to pure torture. Kigon, shehinichem, hinuchem shana oshnasayim, v'yakul osam b'chol yom. In other words, for a year or two or three or whatever, every day they take them out and they whip them. The havya hakosh engel kitzva shehi chamira yosa mi malchus umisa. That's more chamor than malchus. That doesn't go in bechon nafshecha. Ubaha lochi vasa torah delav notos nafshecha. This is what he brings, and he doesn't like it. He says only hira, because bechon nafshecha means even yisurim by itself. But what is this shita? What is the shita saying? That Yisurim that are not in the context of Misa does not go into Bechon Nafshach. So it comes out, he's learning Kipshuta. Yomori Nagdua means, Hakosh Engel Kitzvah. If it would just been about torture, just about Hakah, that would not have required them to have to bow, to have to withstand bowing down to the Tzelem of Avodah Zarah. They would have been allowed to bow down to the Tzelem, and they would have. I was speaking to Rabbi Sarfati, he's a good friend, and he was going to sugya a while ago. He noted something in Rashi here. Nagdua, Rashi says one word. Nagdua Yisurim. Why did Rashi do that? Nagdua typically means what? Whenever you see the word Nagdua, Malkus. That's what Tosfos says too. It says, Koshkin v'nigude. Nagdua means usually always means Malkus. Whenever you find the Nagde, it always means Malkus. Rashi here changes the flavor of the word, Yisurim. Why? He suggested, Pshat and Rashi, one word of Rashi. Rashi is holding like the sheath, that to answer Tosfos Kasha, that how could it be they'll bow down to Tzelem if it was Avodah Zarah? Rashi would hold Avodah Zarah Mamish. B'chol Nafshecha. The answer B'chol Nafshecha means nafshecha, even if the yisurim along the way, if in the context of giving over your life, there's yisurim. But just yisurim by itself doesn't go into the chiyuv of Yehar Gvayav. Yehar Gvayav doesn't mean the subject to yisurim purely for yisurim. That person would not be mechayev to do. And it could be a snach to this. He was telling me this as well, and I looked into it, and I found some interesting discussion about this. Is this week's parasha that we read yesterday. In the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from the mountain, and he heard about what transpired with the Chet HaEgel. The first thing he did was he threw down the luchos, right? Shattered the luchos. Then he takes the Egel and he burns it and he melts it down and he gives Kar Yisrael to drink of it. Then the pasuk says Lamed Beis Chaf Aleph. Vayom Moshe el Aharon. Me asa lecha ha'am hazeh ki hevesa alav chata'a gedola. Who is not beset with Rashi? Let me touch the words first. What did this nation do to you, Aharon, that you brought on them this sin? Now remember, in Moshe's mind, this was Avodah Zarah. He didn't know, there's all kinds of explanations, what Aharon thought, whatever. Moshe saw Avodah Zarah. So Aharon was part of the Avera of Avodah Zarah. And what did he say? To Aaron, what do you mean? What did the nation do to you that you brought Adem Chatagadol? What did Rashi say?
So Rashi is saying that you must have had been threatened a lot of Yisurin that you wouldn't be under.
Zach Rashi, Lashon Rashi, good. No one else remembers the Lashon Rashi. Okay.
Rashi was
Kama Yisurin sheYisrucha Savalta Ad Shelo Tavi Aleim Chedzeh. How much Yisurin did you have to endure that to the extent that you brought on them this Chedzeh? That's comment of Rashi. Fact the Ramban. Ramban brings Rashi's pshat, and he asks on Rashi, "Kami sim savalta shi yisrucha at shelo tavechetzeh." Lashon Rashi, "Einu nachon be'enai ki achit hazeh," says Ramban, "minachatoyim sheyahareg aleihem v'lo yavor." Yahar v'yavor. So what do you mean? How many sum did he bring? Yahar v'yavor. Now let's first define the Ramban. What's Yahar v'yavor here? Avodah Zarah. What did Aaron do? Aaron did Avodah Zarah. What did Aaron do? What?
He made
an Avodah Zarah. So first of all, so what is the Avera of Yahar Gvayav the Ramban is thinking about? Making Avodah Zarah? Does making Avodah Zarah have in it a Chiyuv Misa? So in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in Yerodei Kuf Nun Zayin, it's like this. The Ramah brings Sif out. This is a famous brought down, the Halacha Gimu Averas. Eiz Averas Yahar Gvayav Kuf Nun Zayin Yerodei. The Ramah says, Kol Isra Avodah Zarah, Giras Fichda Apish, Ein Bo Misa, Rak Lav Be'alma, Tzarech Yehoreg V'lo Lavar. In other words, let's say it's an Avera associated with Gimel Averas, but it's not with the Chiyuv Misa. I'll give you an example. For the Rambam, there's an Isra of Gilarais of Lo Sikrivu Galos Erva. That's Isra Doraisa. What does Lo Sikrivu mean, according to the Rambam? Let's say, not necessarily the act itself, but Kreva L'arayis, such as Chibuk, Benishuk, in other words, hugging, embracing an erva. So that would mean that if a person would be subjected to do something like that, it could be Yehar Gvayavar. Derechiba, of course, we're talking about. Derechiba. So that would be Yehar Gvayavar for the Rambam, because it's an Isser Lav of Gilei Arayis. What's an example by Avodah Zarah of a Lav? L'sasel Chafeso. That's not capital punishment. That's not the worship of Avodah. That's a Lav of Avodah Zarah. So the Ramah says that the Lav Be'alma of Gimel Averus is also Tzarech Harag V'lo Lavar. But what about the Lefnei Iver of the Gimel Averus? Av Alav de Lefnei Iver Sitin Mechshel Yavar Ba'al Yohareg, based on Iran in Tzachim and in Sanhedrin. There are two ways to Ramshat in the Ramban's Kasha. Some learn the Ramban means, what was Aaron's Chet? Aaron's Chet was Lefnei Iver, he was Machshel then in Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban would be saying, in effect, not like the Ran that quoted by the Ramah, that on the Lefnei Iver of Gimel Averos, there's no din of Yehar Gvayav. The Ramban is saying, Aaron, what kind of Yisurim, how could Rashi learn Pshat, what kind of Yisurim did he put you through? Yehar Gvayav, or on what? On the Lefnei Iver of being Machshel the Kal Yisrael in Avodah Zarah. But that doesn't work with the Ramah, and it's not clear that the Ramban holds this way. That Rav Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, I forget where it is, but he has a, in Hashmatis, in one of the Dapim, in Kovetz Ha'aris, he brings such a pshat that can't be pshat in the Ramban. What is the pshat in the Ramban's Kashan Rashi? Because there's an iser to make an idol, which is an iser lav. Rav Yaakov on Chumash, Akhu Kamineski on Chumash, says the same thing. He says it doesn't mean the Ramban doesn't mean to ask because of the iver of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban means to ask because there's an iser lav, and we have in the Ramah here that iser lav of Gimel Averis also has Yerag Val Yavo. So the Ramban's kash is, how could Rashi go and pshat? What kind of yisur did you have to do this? Yehag v'yavar. In defense of Rashi, what could we say? Rabbi Sapati mentioned this to me as well, and I found this afterwards in some of the Sfarim. Pshat Rashi is that even if there's halacha yehag v'yavar, even granting the Ramban's assumptions, which is not necessarily a davar muskav, the Orach Chaim on this pasuk dafka says, even on a lav of a desire, there's no yehag v'yavar. Not like the Ramban is the same pshat in the Ramban. But what could Rashi hold? On Yisurim, there's no Yehag Vayav. So, therefore, Kama Yisurim Savalta, because for that already, could be that you wouldn't be Mechuyiv to give up, to be subjected to Yisurim. So it could be an interesting parallel to this Shita. The Halacha, I don't think we accept this, but it is a possibility in the Rishonim that person would not be mechuyev based on mechun nafshecha to subject of the yisurim. That could be an answer for the pshat of Rav. Yomoi nagdua, and Rashi says in fact yisurim. Then pochul et salma, even if you assume that it was real avodah zarah. Ariel.
Did Rav Elazar in the shita that saying you're not if the for suffering you're not subject to mechun nafshecha or yar v'yavor?
It's the same thing. You know, mechun nafshecha is avodah zarah. I guess you could carry it over to the three. I don't know if you would necessarily limit it to Avodah Zarah. I never thought to distinguish. Chonavchcha is Avodah Zarah, but it could be, I don't know, it's an interesting question. That would, if according to what he's saying, if Yisurim is different by Avodah Zarah, would you argue that by the other two, you would be Mechuyev? I would think it's all the same, in other words. But okay, it's an interesting Indian. But tomorrow we go on to the next Tosis.